This week's parsha is Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos is the tchila of the Esek of Yitzchak, of Yaakov and Esav. As Kosev Bisvar Makdeshim, everything that's written in the Torah is not just a story that happened many, many years ago, but it's a limud l'doiris, and from learning the Torah, we could see how we should be able to have our mahalach chayim, ubefrat the nyanim of Yaakov and Esav, which the golus we're in now is the golus of Esav, the golus of Edoim. As Masha Kosev Khan is really the Eitzah for the golus we're in now, what will eventually be'ezes Hashem leave everyone be misale, misreimim over the golus, and be zeicha be'ezes Hashem bekarav. As the parsha starts off, and it's misaper. Vayetze, the first difference between them is in the name. Vayetze arishen edmoini kula kader seir vayikra shmoi Esav. Va'achrikein yoitze achiv v'yodo yechezes be'ekav Esav vayikra shmoi Yaakov. Why was his name Yaakov? Because Yodo was a chezes be'ekav shel Esav. It's Sarich Beer. You couldn't come up with a better name than he was holding on to the Ekev. That's the shame of Yaakov Avinu. I could think of a lot of things to call a tzaddik, Moli v'godesh, like Yaakov Avinu. One thing that he did when he was born, and what? That he was holding on to the Ekev, to the heel. Oh. Kinyireh, in the shame hazeh, is Munach, the Yisoid of Yaakov, which is our Yisoid in life. Why was he being oichezes be'ekev shel Esav? He wanted to come out first. But Esav, who was the tipa shniya, he was yatzer rishayna, as he was oichezes be'ekev shel Esav, that he should be before Esav, even though he didn't come out first. As l'chayra, it seems to us, so he didn't come out first. He was the loser. As that's what we're calling him, ki'ilu, he tried and he didn't. But we know the parsha continues, and the facts are, Yaakov did get the Bechayra. He bought it from Esav later on. And this Yodei Yechezes Be'ekav Esav actually has a very deep meaning. We're in a gullus of Esav where we're so surrounded. We could be so overwhelmed. There's so many nisyonos for all of us. We could think, how are we ever going to be mitgaber? How are we ever going to be able to go ahead of it? Yaakov Avinu taught us something very important. Yodoi oichezes ba'ekev. In the whole gullus, we have to be oichezes ba'ekev. We're trying to pull ourselves and lift ourselves higher than what we are now. Way above and beyond Esav. And if we do, even though it looks like, how could you? How could you change it? These are the facts, these are the Bukhar. But if you do, you'll be Zeicha one day that you should be Zeicha to the Bukhara. As he was called Yaakov as a lesson for us for life. Esav was called Esav, Al Shem Osui. He's not reaching up. He's not reaching to grow in life. He's done already. He's a done deal from the day he's born. I'm good, you're good, we're all good. That's the way it works in America. Everything's good. We're good, I'm good. We're good, you're good. I'm a very happy guy with whatever I am. So, you want to change, you want to improve? Okay, could use a little bit more money. But besides that, everything's good. Come on, we're all good. Whatever I do, everything's good. Oh, that's Esav. Hakol Tov. I'm Osui. I call everything. What's my path in life? You know, I'm on the schedule with everyone else. We follow the crowd. We do whatever's normal. Osui, I call's all from day one to v'chule. Choose what school I go to, what yeshiva. Okay, but... And then there are people that are Yaakovs. Yodoi oichezes. They're reaching up. They're trying to pick themselves up. They're trying to lift themselves a step, a notch above. As that's the Shem HaRishon, the shame of Esav. Esav is a world of Hakol Asui. There's no Shifas. There's no growth. This is... Yaakov is a Chezes Be'ekav. We find Esav is called another name. He's called Edom. Why? Because he asked for red soup. As why did he get called Edoy Mishum Zeh? Zokta Rabbeinu Bechaye. It's not just because he asked for the soup. It's because he was Moicher, his Bechayra, for the soup. And it's coming to teach us a lesson, Ladoiris, the difference between Esav and Yaakov. Vayivez Esav es HaBchayra. Fret Reb Aaron, in Mishnah Reb Aaron, there were five Chatoyim that Esav did this day. He was Oyver Avoy Dezara, he was Megala Arayis, he was a Shoifech Domin. If you want to say how bad Esav was, there's a long list in the government, like what they would, you know, put him on court and trial for. All the Torah has to say about him is how terrible he was. Vayivez Esav es HaBchayra, Zokrev Aaron, Vais Dechois, in Vayivez Esav es HaBchayra, is Tamun HaKol. A person who grew up in Yitzchak Avinu's house, a mother like Rivka. How could this happen? How could it happen? Don't blame the parents. That's not what the Torah does. Vayivaz Esav es HaBchayra. Every person has his Bechira. It's totally on the way you look at life. Why was he Vayivaz es HaBchayra? Because anyway, you know, if you do Bechira, there's this Sakana, this danger. Maybe I won't do it Kiroi. Maybe I'll get Nenash from it. Bechira has a lot of hardships to it in life. I'm not interested in that. I don't want the hardships. It's Ruchnius, but, you know, to get Ruchnius to Gemilas, you have to have certain hardships. You have to work hard for it. You have to study for it. You have to grow for it. It's not me. As Vayivaz Esav es HaBchayra. It didn't have value to him. He was Mevazit. Where do you see that he didn't have value? He was willing to sell it for a bowl of soup. As you see how little value it has, Vayikra Shmoy Edoim. As we look at this and we say, okay, that's Esav. We would never sell Ruchnius for a bowl of soup. But when we look at our lives and we study ourselves, we begin to think, how much do we sell? Okay, a bowl of soup, maybe not. But a bowl of soup is a mashal for kol tanuge oilam hazeh. How much of us sell our ruchnius cheap? Kielu, we do other things. We have time. We have so much time, and we kill it. We throw it away. We have vayivas. You know, it's hard for me. I don't want to put the extra effort into it. I'm not mechaved it enough, as I don't want to put in my effort into it. When people come home from work, you know, there's that kind of a house where, you know, the father goes and he sits and he watches on the screen or on his phone. There's the other different extracurricular activities that are going on. That chaval, you could be chopping the time and using it well. In a gishmaka oifin, but not this kind. How much of our ideals, how much of our feelings, how much of our lives, we have ayivas, we have such an opportunity. There's someone that said when he used to go to work, as he used to listen to different things on the radio, but recently he noticed that there's so many good shiurim that why should he waste his time? He could listen to Gishmak Avod on the Parsha, Gishmak Avod on the Gemara he's learning, V'chule and Nais Tvar Halacha. Yeah, we just use the time. Make it worthwhile. Vayivez. We have so much in life that we could grow and gain from. Let's not sell it away. As that's the second shame of Esav. What does Esav have, L'doyri doyris? Bizoyin. By the Goyim, they don't talk about Esav. The only one who talks about Esav is us. L'bizoyin l'cherpes oylam. Yaakov is Dmusai Chokuk Bikise HaKovet. He's the Spitz Kovet that there is in the world, is Yaakov Avinu. We have two brothers that grew up together. One is Kovet Arasoif. Why? He was Yoshev Oyalim. He used his time to do something Mechubad. to do something meaningful. He was mechabed his ruchnius, not just with his words, with his actions. As he is the dmusai chokuk bekisei hakoved ledoirei doiris. Esau was vayivez es apchoira, as what was his soif bizyonis ledoirei doiris. As that's one hevdel between the two of them, the hevdel of the name, which is magdil b'mahus. The pasuk then continues, vayigdulu hanorim. When they were originally, they both went to Brisk, Mir, they both went to the top yeshivas, they both went to Daf Yomi, they both went with the same path in life in the beginning. But afterwards, there was a hevdel. What was the hevdel? Esav was a ish yodeya sayid ish sadeh. Yaakov was a ish tam yoshev oyalim. L'chori, if you want to say the hevdel between Yaakov and Esav, there are many more things. He's avoydezara shayfich damim. You know, when your children come home from school, you see the pictures. Esav, this big guy with the muscles, with, you know, wearing all the ripped clothing. V'chule Yaakov, ah, the tzaddik. You want to say the chalukim between Yaakov and Esav? Vayigdelu hanaarim. There's a lot to say to be magdir the chilek. Of the pasuk chose this to tell you what's the shayrish of the chilek. And this is a big lesson in life. Esav was a yedeya tzayid. What does yedeya tzayid mean? Rashi says he knew how to fool people. He knew how to fool his father. He asked his father, how are you, Maiser Melech? He did ruchnius, but it was a trick. He put on a show. His ruchnius was a show. Yaakov was the ish tam. It was real. This is a limud for life. There are many people, when it comes to their ruchnius, we get up in the morning, we go daven, okay, I'm like a robot, I gotta do it. The learning, the daf, I gotta do it. But I'm not really there. As he fooled his father, but unfortunately, we look at it, we're fooling our father, Shabbat Shamayim. Do we really have our hearts? Are really there? Are we putting the effort that we could into it? Our midos, the way we work in our house, are we putting our effort into being good people? Kiroi. Or is it just a spiel? Is it just a show? I was one time at a simcha, and a husband got up, and he started to praise his wife, and he poured on her praises in public. He was speaking how wonderful she is. And he sat down, and his wife made a comment to him, but something she wasn't happy about what he said. And he took her, and he wiped the floor with her, with his mouth. Boy, did he put her down. I was thinking, the guy just got up. He was saying such shvachim. Wow. Everyone's probably thinking, this guy is a wow husband. That's what he wanted everyone to think. That's why he's being mishabeach her in public, not because of her. He comes down, he sits down, and his wife Nebuch made a little bit of an aura on what he said. Knives coming out of his mouth. That's Esav. Esav, he puts on a show. But Chetei Delecha, he's trying to fool every other person. But the only person he's fooling is himself. Because who suffered from all his tricks? He went ahead, he put on a spiel, a show, and he thought it worked. He fooled himself. He didn't work hard to fix himself. Because I could put on a spiel. I could put on a show. I don't have to work on myself. I can manage. You know, I could put myself here, there. I know how to handle. I know how to... But, you know, I really have to learn. Nah, look up here and have a good question. Yeah, I really have to dive in. Nah, I just have to come. Everyone has to know I go into a shul, who I am. Oh, but the real stuff, the only one he fooled was himself. At the end of the parsha, Yaakov gets the bracha in a trick. Why does Yaakov get it as a trick? The Zohar asks. He should have gotten the bracha with kol koidei kiroi. L'lamedcha. The tzaddik yikabel habracha against all odds.
Because the one who's the real person, Hashem's going to make sure he's going to get the brachas with his seif. The one who tricks everyone, at the end, it's going to be taken away from him. Who was Zohaka G'dayla at the end of the parsha? Esav. When he saw that Yaakov got the bracha, he was Zohak Azoika G'dayla. Zohak Dezvarim HaKadoshim. Lize Yagia Lakol Adam. La'acher his Meya Ve'esrim. If he puts on a play and he puts on a show, it's going to come. He's going to get up there in Shamayim. They're going to show him the Gan Eden that was waiting for him. And they're going to say, but you put on a show and we know the truth. Eze Zohaka G'dayla. Aber le'idach kisa, the Yaakovs, the one who are ernst, the ones who are real, would they'll be zeicha lebesoif, there won't be any zarkos. They'll be zeicha lebracha, lenetzach, letzachin, kan visham. As that's the powerful limud of the parasha. He knew how to pull tricks, shtick, Esav. All his shtickim and all his trickim. The one who he tricked and shticked the most was himself. When you invest in something and put your koiches into it, you're the one that's marviach. The Olam came and the Olam learned with a beautiful hasmada. Just watching the smiles on the faces when they're learning. The slavos, the gishmak. We saw what you really have inside of you. What you really are. It should be an eye-opener to every one of you, the kaychis that you have. But when you speak to Balabatim and you talk about Yoshev Oyalim, automatically they go to sleep. Okay, this one is not for me. Yoshev Oyalim, I left the base medish. 1 week, I hear. But you're talking to Balabatim, what are you talking about Yoshev Oyalim for? How can we be Yoshev Oyalim? As one etzah, kol hashoina halachas b'chol yoim muftach loy shehu ben olam haba. They're people, they walk in the street. What do you say? It's like the yeshiva bachrim say, when the yarchei kala are here, we know the Americans are here. Not because they're walking around with the smartphones. The way they look, the way they act, the way they talk. We can tell, he's an American. I see that. That's what the Israelis say. Yeah, the American Balabatim are here. We see them. Oh, certain times you see French. He's French. Certain times you see an Israeli. The Americans see Israelis. Ooh, this guy's an Israeli. Oh, you could tell. There's certain people, you look at the person, he's a Ben Olam Haba. This is a Heilige Yid. This is a Tyra Yid. Baruch Hashem, in this Yarchei Kala, I've met a bunch of them. Chaverim Toivim. Mamish Heilige Yidin. Ben Olam Haba. What does it take to be a Ben Olam Haba? As I would think, it takes who knows what. Shtei Halachis Bechol Yoim. We're not asking you 5 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours, but every day. Yoshiv Oyelim. Zot the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander. The Shvach of Yaakov Avinu was Yoshiv Oyelim Beloshen Hoiva. He didn't miss a day. His connection to Torah was he always was Koveya. He didn't miss, whether it was Friday, Shabbos, vacation. He was Kavua, number one. Number two, his Ishiyut. When you learn, make sure you're living it, like you did here. Learn something Gishmak. Learn something you have Achias from. Whatever you do, make sure it's real. Make sure you're connecting to it with your chiyus. It's a different kind of a limud. And every person could be a yoshev oyelim b'chol madrega shu nimsa and a ben oylem haba. As the oylem separated, they came. You saw what you have inside of you. Take it back with you. There are so many people that have told me since Yarchei Kala, they have not missed a day of learning. There are people who tell me that they start their jobs later. They were koveyas starim every day to learn with more be'ion, more gishmak. And nowadays, with the accessibility of shurim, that every person could have access to, there's so many gishmak at shurim, so many gishmak at things you could connect to. But every day, to be the shem yoshev oyalim. To be mishtayich to Yaakov Avinu, to always be oichezes be'ekev, to always try to lift ourselves out of the galus, and that kesher is what keeps us going. To end off with, Reb Moshe Feinstein says that the bechira of us is Yaakov Avinu. L'chayra, we find Avram asara nisyonos. Avram Avinu. We find Yitzchak akedas Yitzchak. Niflo, mysterious nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is Yaakov Bechir Ha'ovis? He says the answer is right here. Yoshiv Oyalim. Because he was kavua in his limud, and it was his ishiyot. It was important to him. He didn't sell his limud for other things. He was kaveya to make sure every day to have that seder with a chiyus. The mitzvahs that he did weren't shtikim v'trikim. It was real. His davening was a davening. His midas were real. He put his ishiyut, his personality, his mahus into what he did. It wasn't shtikim and trikim, passing the time. I'm a robot. This is the system. Go. He really put it into himself. And when someone does that, he rises to all the heights that's possible. The Bechira of his. As over here, it's teaching us how we could be the Bechir that we could be. Not the Bechira of us, they're in a different league. But how we could be Bechirim. We could be very special in what we do. Let's be real. Let's do it with realness. Not to fool, because the only ones we're fooling are ourselves. In the long runs, we're the ones that lose from it. As Yaakov was oichiz in the Ekev, he wanted the Bechayra. He was zeicha to the Bechayra Oisius Bracha. As this Parsha maps out for us, Agolus and Be'ezus Hashem, Agula Bekarev. When we are ochezes Be'ekev, and we reach up higher, and we're ishtam, we're really sincere, and we're yoshiv oyalim, we're koiveya ar itim batayra, as Be'ezus Hashem will be Zeicha to be Mis'ala to the Bechayra. And when you Zeicha to the Bechayra, Bechayra Davoida, you Zeicha to Bracha, Oisius Bechor, will be Zeicha, every one of you should be Zeicha for your coming here, which was a readiest step of leaving. But when you go back, take it with you, these moments here. Be mechazik and use it, that you continue the aliyah that you have here. Make kabbalas what you're going to do when you go back. Hold tight on. Grab onto it. Be oichezes. Grab onto here. Take it with you and make a change. And every one of you should be zeicha v'yitin l'cha elokim. That when you're oiches and you try to lift a step up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you bracha v'atzlocha ad belitai. Yizeh ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba al achas kama v'kama. Shetisku kulchem l'harbi brachos v'chol ha'inyonim. Sidah.